This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On tonight's Live Feed, we take you back to the 2018 Midwest Music Fest for the McNasty Brass Band from Minneapolis. The band's high-energy live shows incorporate exciting compositions, rowdy gang vocals, and rip-roaring solos. So in case you missed them at Midwest Music Fest, here's Willard Hike with the McNasty Brass Band on tonight's Live Feed.
I'm Willard Hike here at Midwest Music Fest in downtown Winona with Riley of McNasty Brass Band. How are you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing fabulous.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah. So good job on your set. It had a lot of energy. It was a lot of fun. Start by kind of giving listeners an overview of your guys' sound.
Our sound. So we are we have the instrumentation of a traditional New Orleans brass band. So our rhythm section has a bass drummer, a snare drummer, and a tuba playing the bass lines. And then on the front line you have horns. We got trumpets, trombones, and saxophones. So we take that kind of New Orleans second line sound, and then we add our own compositional stylings to it. It's a little bit more of a modern sound, a little bit more involved chords and melodies, things like that.
Something I thought was cool is that you guys, you didn't have one drummer on a kit. You had two guys with, I guess they were still kits, but they kind of split. That was cool to see. I got to ask about the name. Tell me about McNasty Brass Band.
McNasty Brass Band, it's a name. They came up with the name before I joined the band. That was 5 years ago. I don't know. A lot of these guys went to McNally Smith College of Music.
Oh.
Rest in peace, McNally.
Yeah, really, man.
And they were playing together, and they started calling this brass group McNasty Brass Band. And the name stuck ever since, for better or for worse. That is who we are.
That's awesome, yeah. What kind of venues and shows do you guys mostly play?
The nice thing about the band is there are no amps, as you can see. We're an acoustic band, so it makes us a little more versatile on the venue spot. So typically, up in the cities, we do club shows. Like, we just, our last show is 7th Street Entry, and stuff like that. And then in the summer, we'll do anything outdoors. We don't even need microphones. We can just kind of go do whatever. Yeah, yeah.
We'll be right back.
Make some noise for those saxophones. Let's go, let's go. Thank you so much. Once again, we are the McNasty Brass Band. Midwest Music Fest, it is our pleasure to be back. That was the title track off our last album that is called King Size Life. We will have that for sale right over there after we're done playing. Okay, cool. Hey, I'm going to pass things over to Mr. Jake Baldwin. He's going to sing a song for you about getting your heart broken. You broke my heart in two pieces.
You broke my heart in two pieces. You broke my heart in two pieces. You broke my heart in two pieces. You broke my heart in two pieces. You broke my heart in two pieces. You broke my heart in two pieces. You broke my heart in two pieces. You broke my heart in two pieces.
Thank you.
Hey, sing it again with Jake.
You broke my heart in two pieces. You broke my heart in two pieces. You broke my heart in two pieces. You broke my heart in two pieces.
One more time, sing along with Mr. Jake Baldwin.
You broke my heart in two pieces. 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 I see her standing on the top row. She's got my heart inside her hand. And like Rick Flair, she looks me in the eyes and screams. Woo!
Hey, make some noise for Jake Baldwin. Come on, he's singing his heart out up here. Singing all about heartbreak. Now, all of us up here know what it's like to have their heart broken. Simply put, it's the worst. But we deal with it. If you've ever had a broken heart, you have to move on. You have to deal with it. You gotta go to that next step in life. You gotta take a step up. A step up like all these boys up here did. What do you say, guys? Yeah, they know what's up. Make some noise for these. Hey, thank you. One more time, Jake Baldwin singing that song.
What would you say? I guess it's kind of, it's always weird doing an interview with a single person from a big band because it's kind of hard to speak for other people. What do you like about that kind of music, that kind of New Orleans jazz?
Just the style of it, the emotion that comes with it. It's music that genuinely makes you want to move around, you know? I think the rhythm section is really driving, and everyone, to a certain degree, is improvising, at some point, improvising like nuances even in their already written part. It's really improvisatory and makes everyone dance, you know?
You said you weren't around for when the band started. You kind of hopped in later. Tell me a little bit about how McNasty Brass Band got started, man.
Well, it was a bunch of students at McNally Smith College Music who got together and formed a brass band ensemble. So originally, the band was a lot of covers of brass bands from New Orleans. So they really covered a lot of the repertoire and learned a lot of different tunes, you know, whether it be like trad or a modern tune. They were just getting a feel for the repertoire and playing together. And then as we kind of evolved, we started writing our own music. And as we keep writing music, we, you know, realize the potential of each instrument and our instrumentation, so we can start writing more evolved music and start really developing a compositional style for the band. So it's kind of gone from being like a New Orleans, almost like a cover band, to us being composers and are really an original band that writes our own music for people to dance to.
Well, that leads right on to my next question. Who are some influences that... That leads right to my next question. Who are some musicians that influence your work?
Oh, man. all the major brass bands, so Soul Rebels, The Stooges, Hot Eight, Rebirth Brass Band, Trombone Shorty, the dudes are into Snarky Puppy, anything that kind of gets us moving, and then on the other side, some of that more modern sounding stuff, just putting all of that together just to make, you know, a sound that makes us happy, makes us move around. These boys! Thank you very much. Let me introduce the boys in front here. Connor Carroll on the Barry saxophone. Aaron Levine on the tenor saxophone. Cody LeDuc on that trombone. Sten Trombone Johnson. My name is Riley. This is Hayden Fien on that trumpet. And Jake Baldwin on the trumpet. We got a couple more and then we are done. Midwest Music Fest. Thank you very much, Dan's Hart. This is one of those new ones. Thank you. Come on, give Aaron some love. Make some noise for that saxophone. We got one more for you guys. Join in, sing along, have some fun. This is the one to go crazy for, so let's make it count. We're going to have some stuff for sale right here. If you want anything, come pick it up. Saxophone. Put some trombone on it. We'll be right back.
It's your last chance to make some noise for that saxophone. Come on, give it to him. So much, Midwest Music Fest!
Where were you guys from? Have you been to Winona before?
Yeah, we've been to Winona before. We actually played at Ed's last month, and that was a crazy show. Every time we come to Winona, people turn out and people go wild. So our trumpet player, Hayden, he is actually a Winona native. He lives here. For the most part, the rest of us all live in Minneapolis, St. Paul, otherwise.
So when you guys go into the studio to record your originals, is there any particular process behind that?
Yeah, so we'll book the studio, make sure all of our compositions are fully polished. Everyone's knows all their cutoffs, knows all their lines, make sure it's nice and clean. And then we will get together and just go through tracking sessions, make sure all the sections know what's going on, and keep it tight, keep it clean, you know?
Anything you guys are up to right now in terms of projects or tours or whatever, you know, what's good with McNasty Brass Band?
Yeah, we've been going in and out of Canada playing some shows lately, so coming up in June, we're going to go to the Winnipeg Jazz Festival. Just kind of making some of those international dates happen has been really great for the band. It's really rewarding to go and do that. Plus, those Canadian crowds really dig it, so it's pretty cool. And then right now, as far as the creative process goes, we're all focusing on writing new music to kind of keep the energy moving forward, you know?
Yeah, for sure. No, Winnipeg's a sick city. I I almost went, or I was like, I was committed to University of Manitoba for the longest time, and then I found Winona. last question here. Where can listeners learn more about you?
You know, we do it all on social media, so McNasty Brass Band, go check it out there. Otherwise, stream it anywhere, you know? Go on our Bandcamp, actually buy an album or get some vinyl while you're there. All the good stuff.
All right, well, once again, I'm Willard Hike here at Midwest Music Fest in Winona, joined by Riley from McNasty Brass Band. Thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks again to the McNasty Brass Band for joining us tonight on the live feed. For more information on the band, go to McNastyBrassBand.com. KQAL would also like to thank all who make the Midwest Music Fest such a success. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and you've been listening to Willard Hike with the McNasty Brass Band on the live feed.
Thanks for listening to the live feed. The live feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.